Mike Galotka is president of the Illinois Gaming Machines Operators Association, and he joins me here in the Allstate Showcase studio. Mike, thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So Mike is here in advance of appearing before the gaming board with an initiative to help battle problem gambling. In March is National Problem Gambling Awareness Month in Illinois. Mike, what do you got on tap here?
Well, we wanted to take the opportunity of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month and kind of introduce and spread the word about some new enhanced services that the video gaming industry is providing to Illinois' players, whether that be lottery players, casino players, and video gaming itself. So currently, there's a 1-800-GAMBLER line, which has existed for a long time.
Right, you see it at the bottom of some of the TV ads and
right,
things
and
like that.
A lot of the paperwork that goes out and the 800 number is the 24/7 hotline for players, family members, that kind of thing. Information when people are feeling a little bit out of control and not able to responsibly gamble. So we had seen an article the end of last year that had stated that the number of calls had actually gone down to that 800 number since video gaming came into being. And
which almost sounds counterintuitive. I mean, in a
way. I can make arguments why that may be, but that would be political in a sense. And so the point is that I called up the people who man that line and said, you know, if that's true, you know, is it true? And if it's true, what else can be done? And that doesn't sound right, like you said. And he said, well, the newer generation of communication is out there that it's not reaching. He said 1-800 numbers, hotlines across the country are going down in volume. He said most other states have enhanced services. There's services that include texting, live chatting. What are the other ways that people communicate nowadays? And I said, well, let's, you know, you guys do it. Let's see it. Let's get that done. And we stepped up, and now we're bringing forward a new enhanced services that will go alongside the 1-800-GAMBLER line. And it will include texting and video chat. And also a third part is motivational messaging. People can sign up for that, and it's a 12-week program, and they'll get a couple of texts every week that just helps to continue like a positive reinforcement of you're doing the right thing.
Reinforcement.
Yeah, and it helps people who are kind of on the border maybe feel more, maybe step away. And for those who don't step away, it helps them to get to counseling themselves, to take that next step. You know, so billions of people in the world have instant messaging accounts. This is a way to connect with those people. Texting, it's become, you know, 97% of the world probably has a smartphone and is texting on a daily basis. And it has become almost a form of communication that I feel this will almost introduce like a gateway into the call, or a gateway to somebody feeling more comfortable to then take the next step, which is to get real help. And that's what I think is kind of the best part about these, is the 800 will still be there. And we'll be advertising all of them. We'll be putting them in all of the video gaming areas. We're working with the lottery that they'll include all of these, all of the different information in their paperwork. We're working with the casinos to be able to include that too. We want to make this a statewide gaming
effort.
Initiative. Yeah.
And I mean, this is with the vendor of the 800. The current 800.
Right. It's the same people who man the 800 lines. They're, you know, obviously certified counselors, and that's what they do for a living, is address problem gambling and addiction and that kind of thing. These same people are who put together the chat line and who will be manning that same chat line and the live chat that you can do over the computer, over your phone. That kind of thing. So
yeah, and it seems to make sense because we all know the younger generation is, you know, it's even emails are passe, let alone phone calls. So right. that texting is the way to communicate.
Sure.
Is this up and running now?
It is. Yeah.
So how do you...
In addition to the 1-800-GAMBLER phone line that's always existed, you can reach out for text a counselor by texting ILGAMB, like Illinois GAMB, ILGAMB, text that to 53342. Or if you want to live chat with a counselor, you can go to the IllinoisAlliance.org, which is the website of the Illinois Alliance on Problem Gambling. It's a group that the IGMOA and the Riverboat Casino Group have partnered with in forming, in which the counselors and that kind of help and educational side are able to work alongside of the gaming industry to try to work together to better spread the information and get out information on problem gambling and that. And we think it's a great alliance together to be able to help people. And so we've put the live chat information on that website. You can go to our website with it, which is igmoa.org, and there's a responsible gambling play, you know, keep it fun kind of part of that, and that will take you there too. But if you look around, it'll be all over the place, you know, if we have our way.
And so this is just an informational appearance to the gaming board, or are you looking for them to also
we like to think that we work alongside of the gaming board in trying to promote these ideas. So we'll be at the gaming board more or less expanding on what this initiative is and all of the different forms that we told them that we were going to do. And we have the company there, in essence, telling them everything that it's available. The gaming board just released last week new rules that will follow up on some ideas that we brought to them, which included a certification course on problem gambling and responsible gambling for all locations, all location owners, and all employees who would talk to video gaming players will have to be certified in a problem gambling, responsible gambling course. So that will put tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people out on the street that at least have a basic understanding of problem gambling and how to spot it and how to react to it and where to find information for it. So we think it would be great for those players. It's an opportunity to have those who they intermingle with on a daily basis be informed and be able to tell the players where to go to get more information, be able to spot it out and point it out to them.
Recognize the signs and those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's the hope. And for us, video gaming, we felt as though having the information, the knowledge, and the education at the street level is what was key. And the gaming
because of the orientation of what your organization represents is more of a retail kind of...
Right, and we represent video gaming, but we feel like the key to that is that the people who are playing usually have better relationships with, say, the bartender across the bar or the waitress that they see, you know, once a week than they do anyone else. And if that person has the education to help, then it'll almost be... That's the first line of defense, and then the next line of defense is the 800 number, you know, or the text, or, hey, go in the gaming room right there, take a picture of that UPC code, and it'll send you right to the live chat. You know, those kinds of tools are what we're looking to really reinforce here.
We're speaking with Mike Galatka. He's president of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association. I'm Rick Pearson. This is your Sunday Spin.
In my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go, riding along in my automobile.
Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, as we remember Chuck Berry, who passed away at the age of 90 yesterday. Truly a legend when it comes to rock and roll. Joining me here in the Allstate Showcase Studio is Mike Galatka. He's president of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association. What is the status of video gaming in Illinois? I mean, I think the last time we talked, you had a proposal to look at how, you know, Chicago, in its longstanding effort to get a full-fledged casino, but what Chicago might be giving up by not having video gaming.
Well, I think video gaming has continued to be a huge success at a very micro level, a very street level, very local level. To date, we are in the past 12 months, we've made about $340 million for the state, and a little bit more than that for local small businesses. There's currently 5,800 small businesses, hospitality businesses that have participated in video gaming. And we think that it's done great things for local municipalities, for local small businesses. It's kind of the small business version of what the casinos are doing. You know, $40,000, $60,000 a year to these small businesses are keeping people employed and, you know, creating incentives and opportunities for these small businesses to improve their businesses.
When you talk about that tax take, mm-hmm. are you talking the state and local governments?
Yeah, like in the past 12 months, there's been about $285 million that has gone directly to the state and just under $60 million to local municipalities. So wherever there's video gaming, 5% of that revenue goes directly to the town or municipality that location is in.
So ostensibly, they can not have to raise property taxes.
Yeah, I mean, it can be used for any purposes. The state's money goes directly to the capital projects, and you know we've heard the governor talk about future capital projects needed in order to spur the economy. In that, the local money goes to whatever programs that they want to put it to. Some put it. I mean, there's towns that put it to police cars, police pension, park district. Things. There's some that just use it directly into the general fund, so they can use it for whatever.
It's not an earmarked revenue stream.
Correct.
For local municipalities.
Right, and for that reason, we've pointed to video gaming as a possible option with the city of Chicago. I mean, whether it's the police issues, the pension issues, or the additional police that are needed and stuff. I know that they've done other things like increased water taxes or the garbage pickup tax and that kind of thing. And we've looked at it in the past, and we feel that video gaming in the city of Chicago could bring, you know, $60+ million a year in reoccurring annual income to the city, and that's not nothing.
Yeah. I want to ask you very quickly. There was a report from the Better Government Association talking about kind of political clout when it comes to some of the, I guess, companies that own video gambling outlets, mm-hmm. those kinds of things. And just, you know, it's always seems that there's politics involved in this somehow. And, you know, given the start of video gaming, and then you see certain politicians, I'll say it looks like they're taking advantage of the system.
I guess the one thing that I would say is that part of the strength of video gaming is that it's controlled in a sense at the most local levels, that no town is able to say that there's video gaming necessarily in places that they didn't want it to be or that they didn't allow it to be. Because in order to have video gaming, a town had the option, or continues really to have the option, to opt out of video gaming. Video gaming is only allowed in locations that are given a liquor license. So video gaming doesn't exist without a liquor license, and local municipalities have the ability to control who receives a liquor license. So to the extent that the local municipality controls video gaming, where it goes and that, I think that that's a strength. To the extent that that leads to, you know, an ability to point to certain politicians and say that they had undue influence, I mean, I guess it may exist, but I think that ability to control video gaming in your town to the extent of where it goes and that is an important part of what makes video gaming a successful program.
And, I mean, I will point out, though, that in many of these municipalities, the liquor commissioner is also the mayor. So, I mean, you can argue there is a direct accountability factor here, but at the same time, that's an awful lot of power, too.
Right. And, I mean, that was put into place in order to control bars and restaurants and to have the person who's duly elected be the one with the to punish. And the reality is they still have that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It is a lot of power to put into the hand of one person, but it's only different now because there's video gaming. You know, otherwise, it's still the same power as they've always had, you know, and their ability to control and reprimand and that liquor pouring establishments in their town.
We've been speaking with Mike Galatka. He's president of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association. Mike, thanks so much for getting up with me this morning and joining me here in the Allstate Showcase studio.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for letting me spread the word on our new and enhanced services. Thank you.
We'll be back with more right after this.